This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mehboob Nagar in Telangana later this afternoon and dedicate to the nation several developmental projects and will lay foundation stones for some other worth over 13,000 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. The Prime Minister will reach Mehboob Nagar this afternoon via Hyderabad. He will dedicate to the nation the new railway line between Jaclair Krishna built on Munirabad Mehboob Nagar section at a cost of 505 crore rupees and inaugurate Kachiguda Raichur Kachiguda Demu train service and the four-lane highway between Suryapet Khammam built at a cost of 2,457 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will visit Nizamabad in Telangana on Tuesday. He will inaugurate some projects and dedicate a few others worth 8,021 crore rupees. People across the country are taking part in the mega cleanliness drive today on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He has appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachhta Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take out time for a mega cleanliness drive today. Citizens from all walks of life are taking part in the cleaning activities at public places. BJP President J.P. Nadda and Union Minister Meenakshi Lekhi and other leaders participated in Swachhta Abhiyan in the national capital. Over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. In this unique initiative, the Indian Army, Navy and Air Force personnel have also joined hands with civilians to clean various sites. India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for Konkan and Goa for today. IMD has forecast light to moderate rainfall at most places and heavy to very heavy rainfall at few places in South Konkan, and as well as moderate rainfall at most places with heavy rainfall at isolated places in North Konkan. For Goa, the IMD has said that light to moderate rainfall at most places with heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places is expected. IMD has also issued a red alert for Sindhudurg district of Maharashtra for the next 48 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of each deceased of Connaught bus accident in Tamil Nadu. Those injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Mr. Modi said he is pained by the loss of lives due to the accident near Connaught in Nilgiris, Tamil Nadu. He also prayed that the injured recover soon. Yesterday, 8 people were killed and 42 were injured when a tourist bus fell into a gorge at Connaught, Nilgiris. Dr. Mohamed Muizu of the opposition, PPA MP and C coalition has won the presidential elections in Maldives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated and extended greetings to Dr. Muizu. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India remains committed to strengthen the time-tested India-Maldives bilateral relationship and cooperation in the Indian Ocean region. A populist pro-Moscow party led by former PM Robert Fico has won Slovakia's parliamentary elections with almost all votes counted. The SMR-SSD party had a clear lead with almost 24% of the vote despite exit polls suggesting victory by a liberal centrist party. SMR has pledged an immediate end to military support for Ukraine. The U.S. government has avoided a federal shutdown after both houses and Senate agreed on a short-term funding deal, a bill that keeps the government funded till November 17th but includes no new aid for Ukraine was approved in the Senate by 88 votes. 2-9, President Joe Biden signed in into law minutes before the midnight deadline. The proposal was put forward by Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as he fought off a rebellion by hardliners in his own party. The Army Training Command is celebrating its 33rd raising day today. Raised on the 1st of October 1991 in Mau, Madhya Pradesh, the command was shifted to its present location at Shimla in March 1993. And on day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, India added one more gold and 2 silver medals to its kitty, taking overall medals tally to 41 this morning. The latest gold came in the men's trap team shooting event. The Indian contingent, consisting of Kenyan Darius Chennai, Zoravar Singh Sandhu and Prithviraj Tondaiman, helped India bag 361 points, which was enough to claim the spot in the team event. In the individual qualification, Kainan and Zoravar made it to the final. And with that, we end this news bulletin.